And you thought PharmaBro was bad. Martin Shkreli, the CEO who jacked up prices on life-saving drugs. Well, say hello to TechBro, Justin Keller, a San Francisco software developer who wrote an open letter on his website to that city's mayor and police chief complaining that homeless people, or riffraff, as he called them, were turning the city into a shanty town. I shouldn't have to see them as I go to and from work. Well, that and other behavior filtered as usual through social media this week. Femi Oke hosts The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, the Guardian website nicknamed Justin Tech Bro. What else are people saying about him online?
Well, that was one of the more polite descriptions of him. So he was complaining about his life in San Francisco. He can't go for dinner. He can't go to the movies without bumping into homeless people. So, cue the internet. So, bro, when you write famously idiotic comments on homelessness, you justify the vilification of tech in San Fran. Hope you were trolling. That comes from Evan Stites Clayton. Then we have another one on Twitter here from Element the City. As a SF native, San Francisco native, and an engineer in tech, I'm disgusted that the only riffraff in your open letter is the ignorance you wrote it with. And then it goes on and on.
Yes, it's because it landed in the middle of the huge debate about how the young techies are creating a homeless situation because they're driving the rents up. So he stepped in it there. But there's another story in which, I mean, you hope that social media will be used to shame the people on a beach in Argentina who took pictures of themselves, selfies of themselves with dolphins. What would happen?
We found out about this story via the Wildlife Foundation in Argentina, and they were asking people, if you find a beach dolphin, please put it back in the ocean as soon as possible. This happened after a couple of dolphins were found and people were so amazed by them. They picked them up, they passed them around, they took dolphin selfies. And Robin, one of the dolphins was left on the beach and dehydrated and died, and people were still taking pictures. And so they were admonished by the Wildlife Foundation Argentina, saying there aren't enough of these dolphins, about 30,000 or so of them, for us to be playing unkindly with them. We really need to put them back in the ocean.
Even if there were millions of them, what are you doing?
Still not good selfie behavior.
Yeah. So let's see how social media. The good news about social media is that it tends to act as a counter to bad social media behavior. And one last story. You found a story online about a new app in Iran created by an anonymous group of Iranian developers to tell people what?
Well, this app is about the morality police, or known as Ersad in Iran, and they check for you if you're wearing too Western clothing, maybe your hair is uncovered, if you're a woman. The morality police check, and they might actually give you official warnings or notes. So there's an app which works on Google Maps, and it tells you where the morality police units are, so you know that if you're going into a certain area that there may well be morality police, and then you fix your hair, make sure you look appropriately for that area. And immediately it came out, it was blocked.
Because Facebook, Twitter,
social media platforms are blocked in Iran, but Iranians know really well how to get around the blocking of social media apps, and people are using it, and it's apparently very, very successful right now.
Well, hopefully the users stay safe. We'll keep an eye on that. Femi Oke, she hosts The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks for taking a look at social media with us.
You're very welcome.